When Nadav and Avihu die, Moshe attempts to console Aaron. And he says the words, "Bekrovei Kadesh al pnei chol amekaved," that God said that he was going to sanctify himself, Bekrovei, through those that are close to him. And Rashi quotes a whole thing about how Moshe said, "I thought that we were going to die with the opening of the Mishkan, you and me, Aaron, and then we would get kapara for the generation. But in fact, it wasn't us. Nadav and Avihu, your two sons were greater, and therefore they got kapara for the entire generation." How exactly does that work? Why is it that when a tzaddik dies, somehow they achieve kapara? They make the generation better. It would seem to be the exact opposite, that when a tzaddik dies, the community should find itself bereft. I found myself thinking that a bit yesterday, watching Rav Chaim Kanievsky's funeral, to listen to the people bemoan the fact that the generation has no leader. How exactly does it work that the generation is in a better place with the passing of this tzaddik? And so I'd like to suggest my own thought. And maybe this is the possible answer to understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to his brother Aaron. See, when a tzaddik dies, sometimes this is what happens. All of a sudden, the community hears truly how great this tzaddik is. That's a big deal. They didn't know what they had, even if it was truly a great person. But the stories that begin to unfold, the stories that pour out of his absolute tzidkus, all of a sudden, it serves as an inspiration to everybody to hear. And it gives them a motivation to do better. And perhaps that's actually what happened with Nadav and Avihu. Until Nadav and Avihu died, people knew Nadav and Avihu. They were Aaron's sons. They were great people. But they didn't really understand the gravity of who they were. They didn't understand how unbelievable they were. But when Moshe Rabbeinu could say, "Bekrovei Kadesh," look, they're number one and number two. All of a sudden, the entire community wakes up and says, "Wow. Look what we lost. Look what we had." And then the stories begin to come out. They have the opportunity to try their very best to strive to be those people. I heard an amazing story, as I'm sure there are many, many amazing stories, of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And I want to share it because I believe that this is once again one of those things. Someone said Rav Chaim Kanievsky wasn't blessed with the greatest memory or the greatest skill set, but he outworked everybody else. He worked harder than everybody else, and because he worked harder than everybody else, he ended up becoming who he became. Chaim would make a siyum and call it Torah Kula, whatever that means, every single year on Erev Pesach. This year, because it's a leap year, he actually made it on Purim, and he passed away the next day. Can you imagine? Imagine what that means. Siyum and kol haTorah kula. Now, I don't think we're in a place where we're going to be on that level anytime soon. But it gives us something to shoot for, something to aspire to do, to be able to be on such a madrega. I think that's Bekrovei Kadesh. That's what we mean. Look at the vast potential. You learn that about a tzaddik when the tzaddik is no longer. That's supposed to be the inspiration to make the generation better, and perhaps that is how the generation gets kapara. Have a good day.